Okay, let's see here. Let's go on to Jane, who's calling us from Burlington. It says, hi, Jane.
Hi, Dr. Wright. A couple weeks ago, I called you regarding my granddaughter who's 11 and had started her periods, and they hadn't stopped really, and she ended up being in the hospital and having blood transfusions, and they had her on birth control pills to get, try to get her regulated, and I know you had recommended vitamin A,
You bet.
and she's still. She's still, of course, on the birth control pills to try to get the bleeding regulated. And now, though, she's dealing with some, we thought it was more depression. My daughter took her to the doctor this past week because, I mean, she just cries so easily. And she said it could be anxiety related to the trauma of having been in the hospital and through all she went through. So she had suggested some counseling, which is fine, but I just wondered if there's anything else you could suggest. She's just, I mean, she's
Absolutely,
definitely
ma'am.
noticed different.
Absolutely, ma'am. And let me tell you, it's those blinking birth control pills.
That's what
There
I
are
wondered.
there's articles from the 1980s about mood disorders caused by birth control pills. And first, the articles just talked about the mood control disorders caused by birth control pills. And then somebody figured out a solution and published it in the 1980s. And this is why I keep saying I wish conventional medical doctors would read medical journals, because it's conventional medical journals, it's not natural medical journals. What they found is that the mood problems set up by birth control pills, and by the way, it happens in women of all ages when they start birth control pills. They're not every one, of course, but in many women, whenever they start birth control pills at any age, are promptly stopped, ma'am, within usually a week by good old vitamin B6, because what those birth control pills do is put an inordinate burden on the enzymes that are supported by vitamin B6 that have to do with estrogen metabolism, ma'am. So you get on down to the natural food store, you can hardly ever overdose with vitamin B6 unless you don't get the activated form. The activated form is called P5P, right on the label, a P, a number 5, and a P, and the health food store will know what that means. It's the activated form of vitamin B6. Now, why am I keep emphasizing activated? Because the unactivated form, which is called pyridoxine, if we use way too much of it actually can cause problems because the body can't metabolize all that. But somebody solved that by putting this P5P on the market, and that never causes problems. Comes in a 50 mg 5-0, usually with somebody 11. Even if they do take birth control pills, one a day will take away after about a week, might be sooner, but usually after a week, will take away the mood disorders caused by the birth control pills. Now, if there's mood disorders caused by anything else, it won't take those away. But you were right, Grandma. Those birth control pills can cause all kinds of mental health problems for young ladies.
Okay, thank you so much. I will pass that on to my daughter, and hopefully they can get her straightened out and she can get off of those, but it's really
Well,
a concern when she's so young.
I'd have to recommend very highly, ma'am, that you consider finding a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And really, it isn't all that hard in Washington State, because we not only have MDs who do a large majority of natural medicine, as I do, but you also have the whole naturopathic profession, ND. They're licensed here in Washington State. Their university, one of their principal universities, I should say, Bastyr University, is here. If you can find one of those docs, they can probably tell you all this and then some, by going deeper into the history and clear this up, help you to help your daughter clear this up.
Okay, well, she's in Puyallup, and I'm actually a client at your facility, but I really appreciate this, and I will pass this on to her. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling, and I'm sure your daughter will thank you for that.